This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday he wanted to get the travel industry moving again with a simple, user-friendly system of rules to allow for trips abroad. Johnson told reporters, quote, "We need to get people, get the travel industry moving again," end quote. Britain reopened its borders to large parts of the world Monday, scrapping quarantine for fully vaccinated arrivals from the European Union, excluding France, and the United States. But the boost for the travel industry was dimmed by speculation that the government could also soon slap new rules on holidays. Nigeria has been hit by a surge in cholera cases in recent weeks, focused on the country's north and adding to a public health crisis accompanied by a rise in COVID-19 cases. The state epidemiologist and deputy director of public health for the Northern Economic Hub, Kano State, told Reuters the rainy season was making it worse, while insecurity in the north, where the authorities have been battling Islamist militants and armed criminals, was also hindering the authorities' ability to respond. 22 of Nigeria's 36 states, as well as the federal capital territory Abuja, have suspected cases of cholera, according to the Nigeria Center for Disease Control. The illness, which is caused by contaminated water, can kill within hours if not treated. The surge has been focused in the north of the country, where health systems are at least prepared. Tokyo Olympics organizers said Sunday they have banished six people, including two silver medalists, from the games for breaking rules designed to prevent COVID-19. Meanwhile, Tokyo's governor Sunday urged the public to abide to health protocols and get vaccinated after daily record-high COVID-19 cases were reported in the Japanese.